Bonsoir and hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jacques Culotte Show. I am Jacques Culotte, and today on our show, we have a world traveler, adventurer, explorer, a real travel bug, Lamont Pion, or as he is known in English, Buster the Body Crab. Hello there, Buster. You are Canadian, not you are?
Eh?
You are Canadian?
Well, by golly, I guess I am Canadian. I was born in Prince Rupert.
Oh, from royalty.
Eh?
From royalty?
Oh, no, by golly, no. I'm not one of those king crabs. No, no. I'm what you call your logger crab there, Jock.
Eh?
I said I'm what you call your logger crab.
Oh, then you're what we call the logger crab.
Eh?
You are what we call
yeah,
the logger crab.
I'm the logger crab. I'm what you call your logger crab. I was born in Canada.
Well then, Buster, tell us a little bit about your early life, Buster there.
Eh?
Could you tell us about when born you were?
Oh, sure, Jock, I'll tell you. I was born up there in Prince Rupert. It's a logging community. I was born on a fellow named Big Red. Big Red the logger. Boy, I remember that fella.
Oh, he was a good friend of yours.
Oh, he was really good to us. You see, he used to chew his fingernails, you know. And, he just let us alone. We had a great time. There was me and my mom and dad there and, 3 million brothers and sisters. We were scattered all over the place, I'll tell you.
Then you were one big happy family.
Eh?
I said there was fun in a lot of you there.
We had a marvelous time there, I'll tell you, Jock, by golly. We had a great time until the kerosene flood came. I remember that. Oh, that was a terrible time, I'll tell you, Jock. It wiped out, I'd say, a good 3/4 of my family, you know.
Oh, then you were left orphan.
Yes, I was. Well, I had to leave Big Red then, you see. It was too dangerous to hang around, and so I just went from one bus station to another, you know, and just sort of bummed around, you might say.
I say, you looked at the underside of life for a little while.
Eh?
I said you had...
Yeah, I just looked around. I looked around. Well, I joined the army after a while, you know. I was with the Van Dues there when they went overseas, and I had a great time because we had a lot of company in that army outfit, I'll tell you, by golly. We... And then after that, we just sort of just hung around the city, you know, and went from town to town, you know, just...
Buster, I understand it. You went down to Mexico in your travels.
Well, I'll tell you there, Jock, I've been all over the world. I'll tell you, I was in Haight-Ashbury, you know. You've heard of that hippie place there?
Oh, this was familiar to
me,
yes.
Well, my God, let me tell you about that place, Jock. By golly, that was one heck of a time there, Boy, I had relatives everywhere. We had a meeting there, Jock. They came there. The place was crawling with relatives, I'll tell you.
You maybe lived on a commune or something like
that. Oh, yes. Yeah. By golly, we lived on quite a few communes there, you might say. You know, we had a heck of a time there. And then we got in with this motorcycle gang, you know. But times were very tough there. You know, there was nothing to pick. You know, it was all picked over, you know, before I got there, you know. So we moved back up to Canada, what we did, you know.
Oh, then is that where you live now in Canada?
Yeah, it is. Well, the way we got up there, you see, one of I was on this motorcyclist, you know, and we were living there, ready to move, ready to jump at the first opportunity, you know, and along come the school teacher here. Well, by golly. I'd never seen such a pretty piece of property in all my life, you know. That was virgin territory, you know. By golly, I've never been in a place like that before, you know. That was a beautiful place, boy. That was bushy. Oh, that bush was just as clean as can be, you know. And, boy, we went up and down that armpits, and, oh, we had a great time, you know. And she went crazy. We drove her crazy, you know. Sort of drove her buggy, you might say, Jock.
Oh, then you drove her buggy.
Yeah, that's sort of a inside joke there, you know.
Oh, then you prefer to live in Canada, Buster.
Eh?
Buster, you like Canada.
Yeah, I like Canada, Jock. By golly, I'll tell you. That's where my roots are, you see. And, well, you see, down in the cities, in the big cities there, the air is so terrible. Like, they got all these newfangled perfumes, you know, and body sprays and underarm deodorants and whatnot, you see. And a fella just can't breathe in that sort of atmosphere, you see. So I much prefer Canada.
Well, you live in the northern part of Canada, is that
yes,
right?
I do. Well, you see what we do. We just latch on to a lager around September, and, well, by golly, we're home free then, you see, because he can't do nothing about it until at least the spring, you see, because he's up in the bush there. So, by golly, I love Canada, I'll tell you that.
Well, Buster, it has been a real pleasure to have you on the show today. We have been talking to Le Montpillon, or Buster the Body Crab. Thank you for being on our show, Buster. Buster, I think you left some of your friends here, Buster. I say, Buster, I think that... Sacre bleu.